Welcome to Torah Timachanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Shir HaMa'alos, Parak Kuf Chaf Zayin, Chapter 127. This chapter deals with the very real confusion about control. How much does man control his own destiny? Do we really have free will? And does what we do actually matter? It begins with Shir HaMa'alos LeShlomo, for Shlomo. David HaMelech wrote it, but he had his son Shlomo in mind, or he wanted Shlomo to hear this message. Rav Hirsch writes in his analysis of this chapter, "Of course we know. Deep down we all know how very limited man's capabilities are, how weak and fragile we truly are, and how our best efforts are often just not enough. What that does to us, this knowledge of our own frailties, usually compels us to work even harder, to stress more, to sleep less, to worry more. Here in this chapter, we are provided with another way of dealing with this. Shir HaMa'alos LeShlomo. Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav amlu bo nav bo. Im Hashem lo yishmar ir, shav shakad shomer. A song of ascents to Shlomo. Unless Hashem builds the house, its builders labor in vain on it. Unless Hashem watches over the city, the watchman keeps vigil in vain." The Malbim explains, whether we are talking about bringing a plan to fruition, actually building something, or even whether it is about guarding a city, protecting what we already have, it is all pointless and fruitless if Hashem will not be the actual builder and guard. Radak says, David HaMelech, in fact, was reacting to the reality that as much as he longed to build the Beis HaMikdash, as we will soon see in an upcoming parak, Hashem did not choose him to build it. And as much as Avshalom wanted to steal the crown, and later Adoniyahu the same, Hashem did not choose them to be king. He chose Shlomo. Shlomo to build, and Shlomo to rule, until all of their hopes and aspirations were dashed. Shav lachem ashkime kum me'acharei sheves ochle lechem ha'atzavim, ken yitain lidido shena. In vain do you rise early and stay up late, you who toil for the bread you eat. He provides as much for his loved ones while they sleep. And you can work from early dawn till late at night. You will still only receive the portion that Hashem has allotted for you. Chazal tell us that when Hashem created Shabbos, Menucha, peace of mind, entered the world. We can understand this to mean Shabbos is the sign that Hashem made the world, that He is in charge, that while we work for Him, success is not actually in our hands. And it is due to this reality that Menucha becomes possible. We free ourselves from the illusion that we can and must fix every problem, solve every issue, and get everything done. We just work here. It is not our world. It is Hashem's. Through this knowledge, peace of mind becomes possible. And this is the theme of this parak. So we take this message with us into every aspect of our lives. We must put in effort. We need to try our best, but always with the understanding that Hashem is, in fact, in control of our world, and success lies in His hands. Of all efforts that the human race deals with, by far the most stressful, the most frightening, and consequential must be raising children. The worries are boundless and limitless. Will I have enough money to raise them, to feed them, to clothe them, to marry them off? Are they in the right school? Am I educating them for a successful life? Will they be okay? Hine nachalas Hashem banim, sachar pri habaten. Says the verse, sons are the provision of Hashem. The fruit of the womb his reward. What we can remember in moments like this is our children are gifts from Hashem, investments Hashem has entrusted us with. They are truly Hashem's children. He will continue to care for them, even as we do. Every child is a product of a partnership between parents and Hashem himself. But this new reassuring clarity should not make us relax. It must empower us to do more. Kechitzim biyad hagibor kein b'nei ha'ne'urim, says verse 4. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born to a man in his youth. Arrows that are shot out of the bow, if they are shot well, they will reach their mark, even miles away. And what Tehillim reminds us here is chinuch, education matters. Hashem says, no, you're not in control. You only work for me, but do work for me. Do not shirk your responsibility to try and raise your child well. In fact, if you do, your child can be put in situations far from home and years or decades later, and he will still be living the lessons you taught him. There is a beautiful medrash about Yosef HaTzadik, far from home and sent into slavery by his very own brothers. He is sold to Potiphar, a high official in Egypt. Potiphar's wife is attracted to Yosef and tries to seduce him and get him to be with her. The Midrash tells us that at that moment, Yosef saw an image of his father Yaakov. And when he did, he thought about all his father believed in, all he stood for, all he taught him. And Yosef could not bring himself to act in a way that would so disappoint his father. He saw his father, remembered him, and stood strong. Those arrows had made it home. I think of the teenagers who survived the Holocaust, who lost childhoods, lost parents, lost everything, but after they were liberated, continued to remain true to the lessons of their youth, to the ideals of their parents. And I wonder, how did they do it, those parents? How did they teach with such love, such conviction, such passion, that years later, the arrows continued to hit home? Verse 5, Ashrei hagever asher mileas ashpaso mehem, lo yivoshu ki yidabru esoyvim bashar. Happy is the man who fills his quiver with them. They shall not be put to shame when they contend with the enemy in the gate. And there we have it. With every effort, and certainly with the great effort of raising our children, while we have the humility to know how limited we are, we cannot control our children's destiny. They, like everything else in the world, is in Hashem's hands, and we are so grateful for that. Still, our influence, our inspiration, our tefillos for them matter a great deal, and we must do all that we can. Thank you for studying together. Li'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.